You have your Bible, turn tonight to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. We'll begin reading at verse 18. The Bible says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. And he that keepeth His commandment, commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us." I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God will be our help, on something that we all need, and it's this: having a clear conscience. Having a clear conscience. I got to thinking about this, and as John's writing here, he says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." I'm going to say tonight, you don't know how to love till you love Jesus. Amen? And you don't know how to love till you know how much Jesus loves you. Praise the Lord. I thank Him for that. I thank God that I know that Jesus loves me. How do you know He loves you? Because He spread His arms on the cross of Calvary and laid down His life, amen, for me. Amen. Glory be God. He could have called 10,000 legions of angels, come rescued Him off that cross. But praise God, I want to say this evening, He died for me and He died for you on the cross of Calvary. I think that's the truth that I know tonight. That's the truth that I'm accounting on, that you're counting on, that's going to get us through this life and take us on into that everlasting, eternal life with Him. Praise God. Ain't you glad we have that blessed hope this evening? Our hope ain't in the Pope. Our hope ain't in the world or anybody else. But praise God, our hope is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. And He said, because of that truth that we know, it's not because we can say it tonight, but it's because we know it in Christ our Savior. We know it because in that truth we can begin to do the deeds that's pleasing to a holy God. I believe people like come to this church because people love each other. Amen. Because we love each other, we show love to those that's out there. Amen. We care, we have compassion on the lost, we have compassion on the saved, and we have compassion on the brothers and sisters in Christ. And boy, what a blessing that is. But we begin to see this as having this clear conscience, amen, before God. Realize it's loving, not just in word, just because we say we do, but it's loving because we know the truth, praise God, and the truth is in us. And it shows out on us. Amen. If you truly love the Lord, praise God, it'll show on you. Amen? If you truly love the Lord, if you truly got the love of God in your heart, it'll come out on you somewhere. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying you won't be able to repress that. If you truly love God, love the Lord, and you love the brother and sister, and you love people, praise God, like we are to, it'll come out. And folks will see that love. Amen. And praise God, and it'll change. What's changing you will change them. It will affect them. Amen. Praise God, it'll change them. It'll point them. It'll start taking them in a direction, praise God, that'll help their heart because of your heart. Bless His holy name. He said that that's what happens. It's not a loving word, but He said that, but it's indeed. It's taking that love of God that we have and taking it. See, we come in here to worship the Lord, but we go out there to serve the Lord. Amen. We don't serve Him in here. We worship Him here. Amen. We come together. This is a place. This is a building where a congregation, Lord, comes together to worship Him in spirit and truth, to see His presence, to recognize His goodness. Amen. Like Brother Bill was talking about a while ago. It says it's the pulling up in the presence of God and realizing that the holy and the righteous God, a one that will come down to where we are, condescend from glory, amen, down to where we are, pull up beside us in the car or at the pew, or at the house, at the table, wherever it might be, praise God. God just pull up. His presence is real. He'll sit down. He'll sup with us, and Him with us, and us with Him, and He'll just bless us on purpose.
Amen.
Amen. And He said that's what He does. That's what He wants to do, praise God. He said because we know He does this. Amen. We can have a clear conscience in knowing that because He loves us that much, He'll help us, praise God, every step of the way. I'm glad tonight I'm never alone. Amen. Ain't you glad tonight that you're never alone? You can trust in someone tonight that's bigger than you are. Amen. He's a whole lot bigger because He is God. And boy, I appreciate Him tonight. But He said, hereby we know that we are of the truth. And we know that Jesus Christ is in us. Why? Because He said, because you love the brethren. That's how you know you and you got the goods. When you begin to love one another. Amen. That's how you know that you're saved, when you begin to love each other, praise God. When you want to help each other, when you want to encourage each other, when you want to lift up each other, praise God. When you get your mind and you focus off of you, and you begin to be focused on other people, praise God, and seeing their need and willing to step out and help where you can. Amen. That's where the rubber meets the road, praise God. And that's where the conscience begins to be cleared and satisfied in the good deeds of working for the Lord, doing for the Lord, praising His holy name for His goodness, because He allows you to do what He does. Do you realize how blessed we are to be able to get out and go and to do for the Lord? The opportunity that He has, that He gives us, and we take it for granted every day. Amen. I told the fellas down there, I had a message on the answering machine. Remember little Miss Molly had come to church while she was able? She sent word that somebody called me today and left me a message, said Miss Molly wanted to see me. Said she's in the nursing home, and asked her, said, wants me to come by and pray with her. Amen. Somebody come and talk to her, talk to her and talk to the Lord. Pray for her, praise God. Pray with her. Amen. Why would she want that? Because that love of God that's manifest through this place, praise God. Now she's in a place where she can't get up, she can't go, praise God, but she still wants that touch. Amen. Praise the Lord. It soothes you constantly. It gives you a warm feeling down in your soul, praise God, to realize that you're there to help someone. So hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. Now here's that persuasion. Amen. That persuasion, having a clear conscience, amen, because we're persuaded, glory be to God, that there's an assurance in our hearts that we belong to God and that there's nothing like Him, not one. He's the only true and the living God, and He's ours today. And as we look unto Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, praise God, realize that He knew the end before the beginning. Amen. Glory be to God. He knew exactly who you was. He knew exactly where you'd be. He knew exactly where you need to go. And He knew exactly how to get you there. Amen. Praise God. So we know that truth, praise God. And we have the assurance in Him. Amen. That's that confidence. That's that persuasion of Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. That He is that one that's going to help us. Praise God. He said, and shall assure our hearts before Him. But He says this, for if our heart condemn us not, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. So He said, our condemnation comes when we're condemned. That conviction that comes upon us. I want to say thank God for conviction. We're living day and age. There's people around this country that claim to be men of God that said, you know what? You don't need to worry about conviction. Conviction shouldn't bother you. You should be able to do what you want to just so you know who Jesus is. Everything will be all right. I want to say praise God for conviction. Amen. Amen. I thank God He comes to where I'm at, praise God. And when I mess up, He shows me. Why? Because so that I can have a clear conscience. So that I can pillow my head in the bed at night, praise God, and not have things on my heart that's contrary to the will of God. Amen. Amen. And He'll do the same for you if we'll seek the Lord with our heart. He said, for if our heart condemn us, He said, God is greater than our heart. Amen. See, our heart will condemn us. He said, the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? But He said, God can. Yeah. Amen. God can, and God can reach down and touch our heart, and He can take away all the condemnation. Amen. So praise God, he said, when we're convicted of God, when conviction comes, praise the Lord, then we bow our head and say, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for showing me the error of my ways. Because every time God showed glory, be to God, every time he showed you the error of your ways, praise God, he'll show you the glory of his. Yeah. Amen. He's fixing to take you up out of something and put you somewhere in a large place. Glory be to God, where he can help you and encourage you and lift you up so you can be a blessing on someone else. How do you get that? You get that from the truth. You get that from that assurance, that persuasion that God has in Christ Jesus our Savior. Praise God. There's nobody and there's nothing else in the world can give you that. That's why the world's in such a mess today. They're trying to find assurance and persuasion in other things. But I'm going to say the only true persuasion, the only true assurance that we have, praise God, for our hearts is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Praise the Lord. He's the only one that can bring you up and he'll bring you out. Praise God. Bless his holy name. What a blessing. Amen. But he said if our hearts condemn us. Amen. It's a good thing. It's a good thing when our heart convicts us and shows us the error of our ways. Because it will point us to the goodness of His. Amen? This thing ain't nothing new. If you look over at Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 in verse 12. He says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. What causes death? Sin. Amen? A death came because of sin. And so death passed upon all men for that all have sinned. Say amen right there. Amen. Amen. For unto the law sin was in the world. For until the law sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed when there was no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Amen? He was a figure of Christ Jesus, the Savior. See, Adam wasn't the one. The Bible says that it was the woman in the transgression. And Adam partook of that sin, praise God, from her hand. Amen? He said, well, Adam, what have you done? He said, well, the woman did eat of the fruit that was forbidden, praise God, and she gave to me, and I did eat. Amen. In other words, what Adam was saying, he said, I wasn't going to just hang her out there by herself. See, I loved her too much, praise God, not to put myself there with her, praise God, to try to be there for her. He said, preacher, you mean we should go out there and sin? No. God forbid. We should be there to love each other, help each other, encourage each other as Christ done. Praise God. He partook of our sin, praise God. He who knew no sin became sin. Adam who knew no sin, praise God, he became sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that we might be set free. Praise God. He said, verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Amen. God knows we're all old sinners. But he sent his only begotten son to die for sinners. Amen. Praise the Lord. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one that free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Praise God. Life came, praise God. Where death was and judgment was, grace and mercy came. Amen. Where death was, we began to receive life from the throne of grace. Praise God. I'm more alive than I've ever been. And when I was younger and I was running in the world and thought I had the bull by the horn, praise God, I didn't realize the devil had me by the seat of the britches, dragging me off into the pits of hell. But thank God one night in March 1976, The Lord Jesus Christ came to where I was at, touched my heart on that pew through the Holy Ghost of God, sent me an old-fashioned altar, praise God, and saved my soul, praise God, from the devil's hell. She said, as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Praise God. To as many as believe on the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. Said, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Ain't you glad for that? Grace is bigger than sin. Praise God. Grace, grace, marvelous grace. Praise His holy name. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign. Now watch this. Through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, where is the condemnation now for those that have been born again in Christ Jesus our Savior? Romans chapter 8 verse 1. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, when you follow the leadership and the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God, He said, He won't let you wander around in condemnation. Amen. Conviction, praise God. He'll bring you out in deliverance. Give you a place where you can rejoice and have joy in the Lord. In verse 14, chapter 8, He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad tonight, glory to God, that you're a child of the King? Amen. The condemnation, the conviction that we see, praise God, it's all right because God said, I'm going to take care of that condemnation. I'm going to take care of the conviction. I'm going to show you a way. I'm going to give you assurance, blessed assurance. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you persuasion. Amen. Praise God that I'm there with you. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the very next verse. Praise God. He said, because God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. He knows where we're at. He knows what we need. He knows those things that's so apt to tempt us. Hello? Now you say, well, preacher, you know, I'm a super Christian. Nothing tempts me. You're a super liar is what you are. Amen. You're a super liar. You're a fib teller. Amen. Because they are tempted. Every one of us is tempted. But He said we can't let it become sin. We can't give in to the flesh. Praise the Lord. But He said, but God is there to give us that hope. Because He knows all things. Verse 21, He said, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Amen. He's speaking of this confidence, praise God, where we can pray and seek God's faith and know, glory to God, that He loved us and He helped us and He encourages us and He brings us along for His glory. Amen. He said, when you can go through life, now listen, when you can go through life and there is no condemnation, amen, when conviction is not there, praise the Lord. Now, conviction's necessary when you mess up. Amen. I say, glory to God, thank God for conviction. But He said, when you're running well, amen, glory. Amen. Boy, y'all just take your spell. He said, when you're running well in the Lord, and you know that God knows where you're at, and God knows what you need, and God's a helping you along, and He's like the Heavenly Father. He's got you by the hand. He's a leading you through this old dark, miserable world. He's a showing you the way, praise God, and making you like what you see. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, when there is no condemnation, He said, when everything seems good, praise God. When you can pillow your head at night, but you know what? There's a whole lot of people that are so full of conviction. There's a whole lot of people. There's a whole lot of people sitting in our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches today. Amen. That are out of the will of God. They will not submit to God and resist the devil. James said if we'll just submit to God and resist the devil, He'd flee from us. But we teeter along, praise God, right on the verge. So, well, you know what? One day I'm going to get right. One day I'm going to do things right. One day I'm going to live right. Amen. What about today? Amen, church. What about today? How long are you going to wait? Are you going to wait till some more children, pray God, fall through the cracks into hell, pray God, lost without God? Are we going to wait, praise God, amen, living in our guilt, living in our sin, our consciences is, amen, our conscience is so stirred up in it that we can't peel our head in that because you got so many controversial things in your life? When are we going to submit to God and resist the temptations of the devil and serve the Lord? Amen. I thought about this week, boy, it's just been a burden on my head. I see so many people, praise God, that claim to be this and they claim to be that, but our conscience, praise God, can't be satisfied where we're at. Not as a child of God. Amen? Let me ask you a question. What are we going to do when them little old youngins, those little old grand youngins, and they come along and they see mama and they see daddy and they see mama and they see papa. What's going to happen to their life when they see our life? What kind of example are we setting for them? God, help my heart. Help me, oh God, to be a light, a bright and a shining light, a light of victory. Yes, amen. Not some old murmuring thing like they did in the wilderness. Hey, listen, church, it's time to come out of the wilderness. Amen. It's time to separate, praise God, and choose a side. And it's not just any side. There's one side. There's one way. Jesus said, I am the way. He said, I'm truth. And He said, I'm life. You know what the other side is? It's a lie. And it's death. And that's what we was reading about a while ago. It's condemnation. Our heart's condemned. But He said, praise God, when our heart, there's no condemnation in our heart. He said, when we have peace, praise God, that passes understanding, a deep settled peace in our heart, praise God, I'm being the best I can be for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God, then things start running well. Praise God, like a well-lubed machine. Amen. I tell you, I like a well-lubed machine. I used to, down there at the plant, praise God, the last few years I was a trainer. I trained these boys, these new people come in, and I said the most important part is lubrication, lubrication, lubrication. Amen. Now some of them other boys been there a while, they'd say, well, you're crazy. You spend half your time lubricating. I said, yeah, but I don't ever have no problems. I run smooth. I had an opportunity to talk to a fella a while back. And he said, there's another fella I had one whole side of plant I took care of. I trained people over there, showed them. He said, you wouldn't believe how it is over there now. He said, all them run around solid stuff. All of them just blowing up. They're locking up. They're seizing up. They're quitting. I just looked at him and grinned. I said, lubrication, lubrication, lubrication. Amen. Hey, quit lubricating. Praise God. What are you saying? Praise God, we need to lubricate. We need to run well for God. And that lubrication that we have is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in, relying on it, having confidence in, persuaded, praise God, that it's the best part of living. Amen. Praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ. That lubricating, flowing blood of Lord Christ, praise God, on our bodies, on our lives, the way we're living, the way we're loving, the way we're acting and reacting, praise God, it's because of what God has done. It's because of confidence. Amen. Praise God in the Lord Jesus Christ, the confidence that we have in Him. Bless His holy name. He said, beloved, in our heart, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Amen. Praise God, my conscience don't bother me because my confidence is in the Lord. I'm seeking, Brother Rex, every day to be led of the Lord in the direction He'd have me to go. I don't want to go any way that's contrary to the Lord. If it even looks contrary to the Lord, praise God, I run from it. The Bible says flee fornication. You say, well, preacher, that's sex outside of marriage. No, that's everything that goes with it. It's the drugs and the alcohol and the pornography and the wickedness of this world. Amen. And I have confidence in the Lord because the Lord God of glory, He puts an alarm beacon down your heart and He lets it go off when you're tempted by the things of this world. Amen. Praise God. Having a clear conscience is when we're listening to God more than we are to the flesh. Amen. When we're listening to God more than we are to the flesh, we have that confidence toward God. We realize, praise God, that we can't, but He can. Amen. We're kept by the Lord. Bless His holy name. And then he said, because that confidence we have, having a clear conscience, he said, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. You know why we don't receive? Because we ask amiss, that we might consume it upon our own lust. We ask for things for the wrong reasons. We ought to ask for things to bring glory to God. Amen. When I pray, I pray people at the hospitals and things just about every day. And I say, Lord, please, God, just move upon them as the great physician. Touch them to heal their body that we might give You glory. Amen. It's not about this person getting better. Oh, Lord, we want to see them get better. We want to see them healed. But, Lord, it's not about seeing them healed, brother. It's about giving God the glory when they do.
Amen.
It's about lifting Him up, praising Him for touching one more time. For hearing an answered prayer. For loving us like He does. Enough to where He'll reach down and lay hands on a situation. Praise God. There ain't nothing no better than that. But He said if we ask. Amen. So whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Because we keep His commandments. Now look what He says here. In other words, He said we got to believe on Him. We got to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. We got to believe on our Lord and Savior. Got to believe that He is who He claimed to be. Amen?
Amen?
Not some fairy tale, not something that we know in our head, but praise God that we have in our heart. That praise the Lord. So we keep His commandments, so we believe and we obey. Amen? And do those things that are pleasing in His sight. So we believe, we obey, and we do. Amen? You say, how, preacher, how do you come out with a clear conscience? Praise God, you believe, you obey, and you do. And you come out, praise God, shouting the praise of God because God's been there. Praise the Lord. He's helped you. He's lifted you out. And He's encouraged you along the way. He goes on and says, this is His commandment that we should believe on the name. Now watch this. And this is His commandment that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. He said, not that we should believe on a name, but believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad the Holy Spirit, Ghost of God didn't leave it out for guesswork? He said, praise God, if we'll put our faith and our trust in the precious Lamb of God, that He'll deliver us, praise the Lord, we'll come out with a shout. He said, believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. He said, and love one another as He gave us commandment. He said, if we'll believe on the Lord, obey His Word, and do it. Amen. Praise God. Take it to where the rubber meets the road. Bless His holy name. And He said, he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. Amen. How do you know that you got a clear conscience? Because you're walking with Jesus just as close as you can. Hello? Are you hearing me? You know you got a clear conscience, praise God, when you're doing your best to walk as close as you can. We're going to stumble. We're going to struggle. We're going to have a hard time because this old flesh don't like a whole lot of that. But now let me tell you something. But praise God, when you're doing the best you can. But I believe there's a whole lot of people, like I said a while ago, there's a whole lot of people in our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches that's following a guilty distance saying, I think I'm all right. I think I'll be okay. But I want to ask you a question. What are those little ones? What are those folks coming along? What are those friends and loved ones and colleagues at which you work? What are they seeing in us? How are we different from anything else? We all have room for improvement. So that we can have a clear conscience before the Lord Jesus Christ. Walking in clear conscience, walking in purity of heart. Well, if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we're following commandment and we're loving one another. Amen. When we come to the place where we can love each other because it's just the thing to do. It's what's required of us. Amen? And we do it because we do love each other and we just don't do it for a show. He said we don't just do it, praise God, because we can. We do it because we want to. Because we love the Lord and love He loves us and we know, praise God, that when we love, He loves us and we love Him and we can love each other. Bless His holy name. He said, he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given to us. He said, we have that confidence, we have that assurance. He said, we have that persuasion, and we have that clear conscience that we're doing the best we can, and at the good God of heaven is right there with us to help us every step of the way. Amen. And that we're persuaded that we're doing all that we can for His glory. Amen. In other words, what we're doing, we're working at it. Somebody said earlier this evening, said somebody was trying to do right, and said, they said, you know what? Said, it's a struggle. It's hard. It is hard. Amen? It is hard. But isn't it worth working at? Isn't it worth, amen, trying to perform the things that's pleasing to a holy God? So that we can finish our course, that course that God's put us on, so that we can say that we've done the best we could while we're here. What do you say, Pastor? Then we can come out with a clear conscience because we did the best we could. But I'm afraid there's a whole lot of us that's just playing along the fence. Amen. We haven't chosen a side. We haven't got in the game. But we're waiting. I don't know what we're waiting on, but we're waiting on something to, a bright light to go off, or a loud trumpet or something to get our attention. Then I'm going to jump in, and then I'm going to. It may be too late, amen. But John's telling us now. He said, little children. He said, now's the acceptable time. Now's the time that our conscience should be clear, and we should be able to pray with confidence. We should pray with persuasion, amen, because we're running out of time. Assurance. We should have assurance in our heart what God wants to do for us. And if He wants to do it for us, we know that He wants to do it for others around us also. God is that ever-present help, even in times like this. Amen. If there's ever been a time that God's people need God, it's right now. Amen. We're living a time when people all around us and all our communities all around us, neighborhoods, are just full of the devil. Amen. Just plumb full of the devil. And you know what will drive the devil away? The light of God. The devil can't stand to be around the light of God. He'll have to flee. He'll go away. He'll leave you alone. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said, pray God. He said, just come to a point where you can have a clear conscience. That everything, every time when you pillow your head, praise God, that everything's all right between you and God. Everything's all right between you and your neighbor. Amen. He said in Ephesians chapter 4, He said, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. That you don't go out, that you don't go to bed mad no more. You don't go to bed angry no more. You don't go to bed, pray God, when you do that, you go to bed frustrated. Amen. But He said, you need to go to bed and pillow your head with a clear conscience. And say, Lord God, thank You, praise God, for what You're helping me to do today. Amen.